chapter 26. The great mace now hung in the forge room. Sunflash no longer carried it everywhere, looped on his paw. It had become a hindrance to his new occupation. Clad in a flowing smock and wearing a woven straw hat, the Badger Lord had become the perfect farmer. Every available surface of the mountainside was cultivated. Berries and hardy little fruit trees flourished on the lee side, root crops in the deeper soiled hollows of the south face, and cereals on the front, where the dark ancient volcanic soil was more sandy and shallow. Sunflash sat with his hares on a high ledge, their chores for the day completed. They were enjoying a picnic. Filling his beaker with pennycloud cordial, the Badger pointed out an area below them and said,
"We'll have to shore the edges of that salad garden with rocks. Stop the rains washing the soil away. Leave a few small gaps for drainage, though."
The fat party saluted furiously, tugging his ear tips and imitating rustic mole speech.
"Oh, well, sir, Sonny Flasher, right Eby Farmer be I."
Sunflash chuckled as he flung his straw hat at the cheeky hare.
"When you get weary of being a mole, let me know, you impudent young rip. I'll teach you how to become a gull, and we'll see how well you fly from here down to the shore."
Sundew and a hare called Fleet Run appeared from a side tunnel, carrying a cloth-covered tray between them. Bradbury sniffed and said,
"I say, something smells jolly good."
Sundew twitched her ears severely at Bradders.
"Keep your grubby paws away from this gannet face. It was made specially for Lord Sunflash."
Uncovering the tray, Fleet Run set it before the Badger. A heavy dark cake, still warm from the oven, gave off fruity aromas. The golden stripe quivered as Sunflash's muzzle twitched.
"Oh, Bradders is right. It does smell nice. Cut it up quickly. Hungry farmers don't like to be kept waiting."
"It's a plum and almond cake,"
Fleet Run explained as she cut it into dark, fragrant slices.
"Blogwood used old cider to mix it with. It had to be baked slow to keep it moist."
"Gree! Cake is good for hungry birds."
Suddenly, Scarlet landed on the Badger Lord's broad shoulder and started in on the slice that Sunflash held up to him.
"Well, my faithful friend,"
said the Badger,
"it's more than a season since you last visited me. Eat your cake before you tell me the news."
Sunflash blinked as crumbs flew left and right.
"Now I know what some beasts mean when they say hungry as a hawk. I don't suppose you get fresh baked cake often."
The Kestrel's throat bulged as he swallowed the last morsel.
"Oh, it's good cake. I'll take some when I go. News is all bad, friend. The Six Claw is 3 days from here with a great horde. There are no young ones and families with him now. These are fighting vermin. Corsairs, sea rats, marauders, plunderers. The rakings and scrapings of sea and shoreline. As many as leaves in an autumn gale."
The big Badger's jaw tightened.
"What of our friends Tyri and Bruff and their families? Did Swart find their dwelling cave?"
Scarlet's fierce eye winked.
"Nah, they're safe. The horde ended Mossflower farther south. Tyri and Bruff are out of their path. More northerly."
Suddenly, the cake was forgotten. Sunflash rose, taking the hawk with him, and said,
"Come to my forge room, Sundew, and tell the officers of our long patrol to meet me there urgently. This is a council of war."